So it's 54.
Omar Rami Bar Chome Machloikes B'machloikes Rab Meir V'Rabonon Muka Tzeitz Suvoso Meosayim Muka Tzeitz Suvoso Mone Machloikes Keshehikir Bo. That he knew that she's a Muka Tzeitz. So Rab Meir Medamilo Lebegeres לפי רב מאיר, she has the klolim of בגרס, ורבונון מדמי לו לבאולו. אל רבונון המדמי אותו לבאולו, that she has only כסוב הסמונה. אבל לא הכיר בו דברי הקויל ולא יקלום. This is the הקדומה. It's interesting the הקדומה השתיקו. בעצם, he's coming to say one little חידוש, that the ganze מחלקס of the Mishnah is, if you know she's a mukasets, what is the price of mukasets? One man the Omer holds the price of mukasets is money, and one man the Omer holds the price is mosai. But if you don't know, if you don't know, and interesting, I don't know pshat exactly. So if I would be Rami Bar Chome, I would say Omer Rami Bar Chome machleik is kesheikir bo, aval lo hikir bo mekachtos. He gives a ganze azach. You know what's the pshat in Rab Meir? Medame lo lebegeres. You know what's the pshat in Rabbonon? Medame lo lebeulo. What is megeh? He's medame lebeulo. He's medame lebegeres. What is megeh? The Mishnah said Rab Meir holds mukasets mosayim. Rabbonon holds money. Omer Rami Bar Chome. Machlekes kishehikir bo. Aval belo hikir bo mekachtos. It's interesting that Rami Bar Chome, I'm saying Birchus pshat, is trying to say a chidush that if you didn't know about it, it's a mekach toes. Tzu de tzu, he says, I got to shtiku. You know what is the pshat in Rab Meir? Medame lo lebeulo. Lebegeres. You know what is the pshat in Rab Meir? In Rabbonon? Medame lo lebeulo. It's a shtiku daichak. But I'm sure about it. Mikol makabo zog di gemore, dafka b'she hikir bo. Aval b'lo hikir bo, is a mekach toes. Zog di shitin mekubeses b'shem Rabbini Yehine. What is the pshat b'she hikir bo? מחלקת בשהיקיר בו. אבל בלא היקיר בו את מקח תועס, זוג דה רבני ימי, דווקא שהיקיר בו קוידם הקידושין. But if היקיר בו לאחר הקידושין, so what if he's מקיר? Oh, but she's not married to him. נשתוב וצורף לה פקסובה. So היקיר בו ולא היקיר בו, even that the ישחייבס of the ksuvah is really נגע בשעס נשואים, like we see in Chasane, we do the Kiddushin, Arei HaMekudeshes, and then we read the Ksuva, and then we give the Isha the Ksuva. The Kiddushin are not Mechayev a Ksuva. When you're going to make a Nesuim, then you give a Ksuva. So we do Kiddushin, then we give a Ksuva to the Isha, and then we make the Nesuim, the Birkas HaNesuim. So, Be'etzem, if, Dr. Rabbi Yehine, even that the Nesuim is Mechayev the Ksuva, but if he was not makir bo b'shas the kiddushin, so b'chal the kiddushin are not chal, so mekachtos, nishtov asored. In Rashi, is meduyik, v'achroinim ha-medayik in Rashi, not like that. Rashi says b'shehi kirbo, k'shekotso, v'kosa alov k'suve, hoyo yoideya she'i mukaseitz. B'shas that he married her, and he found out that she's a mukaseitz, and then he written the k'suve. So it's two eores do b'das Rashi. Well, first, the Rabbi Yehine is right. If he didn't know about the B'shas Kiddushin, so she's not married. So there's nothing more to talk about what is Mischai B'shas Ksiva Seksuve. She's not married to him. Nishgivendo HaKiddushin. Nishgivendo HaKiddushin, she's not married to him. She's not married to him. So what's the Tzidova Tzoretten? How much is going to write the B'shas the Ksiva Seksuim? En Kiddushin, en Nesuim. So you said yesterday, Zog developed the Teretz, that Einachanami avadet some mekachtos, if the Mandaromar, if it happened from the Gemara, that Mukaseitz velo hikir bo is mekachtos, avadet some mekachtos. But mekachtos, if Mukaseitz, it's not a mekachtos, like chamoy v'nimtso kelev, a shulcha v'nimtso kise, avadet not. It's like a mum, that he has a schus to tainem Mukaseitz, and he has a schus to mevatur the kiddushin. But if he wants to go ahead with it, and he's masking to carry on with the Kiddushin are not bottom. So Rashi learns that while he's masking to go ahead with this Maisa Kiddushin, so the Kiddushin are not botel, one of them now is a Machlekes, how much he has to pay her? He says, I'm not Mevatel the Kiddushin. So I want to know, what is your price? A Psula has a price, Mosayim. He's going to Beis Din, and he asks the Beis Din, how much? What is the price? And they tell him, Fira Bonon, they tell him Mone, Fira Meir, they tell him Mosayim. But I heard from my father-in-law, a Diuk, but why Rashi decided to say such a pshat? Rashi holds that even if he's masking, but why Rashi can't say, Hikirbo, he knew about it before. Lo Hikirbo, he didn't know about it before. Who asked Rashi to say he didn't know, but now he knows, but he's masking, and now we're going to write Iksuba the Shadow, what is the price? We can't Zogun as it. So Ergibol Zogun, and if you see the Rabbi Yehine, it's Mashma Rabbi Yehine was also Margish. Rashi had a problem with Rabbi Yehine's pshat. What's the pshat? Keshehikirbo. How before the chasana he knew about it? How he is hikirbo? Shmuli, how he was hikirbo koidem hakidushi? How he knows what is going on there? What? She told him. So the truth is, Rabbi Yehine says the terrors like you said, she told him. But you call it shehikirbo? So Rabbi Yehine answers like you. I'm asking. Look, this is what Rashi came to answer. Now, Lomazen and Rashi. We're asking why Rabbi Yehine is the glad guy. I'm asking. And Rabbi Yehine himself, you see in the Shita, speaks it out. So Rabbi Yehine, vehikir bo hainu, shehi omro loy. Rabbi Yehine is bad, he's not hikir bo. Look, Rabbi Yehine, shehi omro loy, she told him. Look in Rashi, kishi hikir bo. So Rashi ateret, the Dibur HaMasrim. Kishi konso. Rashi says when he did a beer. When he married her, Rashi's coming to answer it. Zogt Rashi, kishikonso. Then he knew about it. Fakar, he made a beer. He made a beer. Yashal, how he made a beer? Mokim she'en koisvim, mokim she'en koisvim. Although he cost him love before. Kedechozim l'chim v'day raise. And now he's going to write, and he doesn't want to get divorced. But kishikonso, when he came to marry her, and he realized that she's not a psula. No. Kishikonso. Vekosa lo ksube, then he's oyo yoideya. No. Kishikonso. Kishikirbo. Kishikonso hikirbo. What? No. And now he knows through the knisa. What? He asked me how he made a knisa without a ksube. What? So what does lo hikirbo mean? Lo hikirbo means he written the ksuve before the knisa. Is that? The ischaivus was before. Here he's saying like this. He didn't write the ksuve yet. He was matpis tzorer. And after the beer, he's going to write her ksuve. So when he's coming to write the ksuve, he knows about it. And hopish can tine us. And he's coming, I found it. I'm asking to what happened. I know she's a mukazah. It's based in, tell me how much to fill up. I'm not getting divorced. Hopish can tine us. How much to fill up in her ksuve? Tell him, Rav Meir says, Mosai, Rabbanon says, Mone. If in the case is the Moshe, he written the Ksuva before that. He writes her Ksuva, Kedechozilichi. And now he doesn't know about it, and then he comes, Rabbi said, I don't want to pay, I'm not masking. Chabatayinus, I'm not masking to it. Chabun is tzol. What? So it's Mekach Tos.
Yeah, but he's also masking, he just doesn't
want to pay. No, it's not masking. Mekach Tos. The man of Lo, he's not masking, he doesn't want to pay now. No, if he written the ksuve after he knew, so he's masking, so there's no mekachtoes, she says he wants to know what is the price. But if he written before, and now he finds out that she's a mukaseit, and he doesn't want to pay her, he has a schus to tie the mekachtoes. He has a schus to tie the mekachtoes. This is one chelik. Is that? I'm telling myself, I didn't learn like this exactly pshat in Rashi. I also learned in Rashi that not keshe konso, that pshat before the chasana, before the beer, she told him. Yeah, but this is what he's trying to say, that the whole reason Rashi is not learning like the Rabbi Yehin is because Rashi doesn't want that she told him. Rashi wants him to. Then anyway, she's not a psula. Under a zachad of Yehuda, you have to know. Now, this is one chelik. Now, let me get to the second chelik. Now, there's another orid of a pshat. That the Rashba frek de kashe. What Rabbi Bar Chama said? That lefi Rab Meir, it's like a begeres. Lefi Rabbonin, it's like a beulah. Then Rami Bar Chama himself said, "Noch hashliku." Dafka b'shehikir bo. B'lehikir bo it's a mekach tos. Frek de Rashbo, pepshat. Minei bebei, tzich mezuyif mitoichoy. Rami Bar Chama says, this isho is like a bergeres. Mefirab Meir, ma bergeres mosayim? This isho also has mosayim. B'lehikir bo. B'hikir bo. B'lehikir bo mekach tos. It's not true. The Begeres alone, Ben Hikirbo, Ben Lo Hikirbo, Ksubasa Mosai. If you didn't know that she's a Begeres, Ksubasa Mosai. So Ben Hikirbo, Ben Lo Hikirbo, Mosai. Muka says, it's only Belo Hikirbo, and Behikirbo. Belo Hikirbo, he has a tiny smekartos. So it's not the same? How Rabbi Bar Chama is coming to say this big chiddush of mekachtos, and we said we don't know why he says it, but he decides not stop to say a chiddush. You know what Rabbi Meir said? It's only behikir and below hikir is a mekachtos. He says a zog, and you know what is the pshat in Rabbi Meir? He looks at this isha similar to a begeres zog the Rashba, and she's not similar to the begeres because the begeres alone doesn't have a tiny of mekachtos, and this isha has a tiny of mekachtos. This is the kasha of the Rashba. And I've done, we said yesterday, two tirutzim. And I want to be masked that the pshat, how these two tirutzim get a rhyme to the ikar pshat. It's not some two tirutzim. It's two tirutzim be ikar pshat. The Rashba himself says like this. Eina chenami. Rabbi Bar Chama meant that the level of this isha is exactly like the bergeres. Meaning to say, the chayn, the chibas biye, the amount that she's worth, the tzura to look at her, it's like a begeres. The same thing, a begeres doesn't have psulim, but it's not miustik. Muka says also, she doesn't have psulim, but she's not miustik, she's bachein. She has a chein. She's mamish like a begeres. Ay, why legabi mekachtoes is a chidush in Muka says that doesn't exist legabi begeres? So zaitik is ach. Begeres have a lila suke adaita. People know that it could happen. Umi deloi pirish is not makbit. Muka says it's lo shchiach, they have a lefarish. So she has a tiny of mekachtos. Dehainu, the metzias, she's exactly in the level of a muka says, of a begeres. The chain, her tag, her number, how much she's worth, punk like a begeres. Now, behilchis mekachtos, it's not begeres, people could know that it could happen. So midaloi atni, iud after the nafshe. Teisarosh says a different teretz. Teisarosh says, no, she's worth much less. Mukasaitz is Mos, Begeres is not Mos. Aye, so what is the pshat in the Gemara? So we said, Teisarosh learns like Rashi, that the price of the Isha is not measured, the price of the Isha is before not measured if she's Mos or not. The price is measured, she's a Psula, she's not a Psula. The price, she's like a Begeres. Her Matzev is called a Psula. She has the tag of a Psula. Why? Psulim. But because if you don't have it, because Mukaseitz, because Begeres, you call the Psula. Bemele, if you know about it, Ksubasa Mosai. Avarish is less Gishmak. So, Legabi Hilchitz Mekachtois, if you didn't know about it, it's not Gishmak. So, I'll be Mazbir. Here's the Avonas Advorim, like we said. The Rashbo Leshitosoi, that the price of Psula is Lefidechein. So, he had a kasha. If the price is not the same, don't say that she's like a psula, like a begeres. She's not the same price. If she doesn't have the same chayin, she's not a begeres. The Rashba has to answer, she's exactly like a begeres. The whole shalom mekachtois is balabatish. He had to latnuyeh, lo yavi latnuyeh, but not that this is more mekachtois from this. The Rosh is fakert. The price is no shaykhis to chayin. The price is shaykhis, she's a psula or not. Of them the Gemara said, she's mamish like a begeres. She's called a psula. But Legabi Mekachtos is a nuzach. If it's not Gishmak, she doesn't have chayim. He has a tainus Mekachtos. It doesn't take off in the price. Chazal will metak into someone that is not bachayim, also mosayim. If she's a psula, she gets a mosayim. If she's not, she doesn't get. What the Gemara said, Hareyu kebegeres, is Legabi the shame psulim. So this is Rabbi the Leshitoso. The Rashba that learned that the price is Tomi Bechino, not Chino. Frek the Rashba. Both of them have the same chino. And if they don't have the same chino, so don't say it's the same. It's the same. Toli b'das b'nei yodom, havli la'atnui, v'lo havli la'atnui. Rashi and the Rosh will learn The price goes to the psulim. Und auf dem sagt die Gemara, that areike begeres, that it's the same. Now sagt die Gemara noch eine Sache. Even that al pi aloche, she has a 200, because she's a begeres. Even so, klapi de aloches. Und mekachtoes ist nicht eine. Mius. Man, ich habe eine Teile von mekachtoes. But the Rashba can't say mius. Because if the Rashba, if it's a mius, so it's not like a begeres. So it's not the same. Let's go. Lo hikir bo ve lo iklum is a tainas mekachtos. The Gemara inside bring in this whole shaila. It's a domi lebeger, it's domi lebeula. It's nish klo. Frag the Gemara meisiv Rab Nachman. Here imer es mukes eitzani. Vehu imer lo ikir lo drusas ishat. Rabbi Gamliel ve Rab Lezer imrim neemenes. So he says drusas ish. So he doesn't want to give her, and she says mukes eitz. She wants to get. If you say that below hikir bo below klum, so what if we believe that she's mukas eitz, abo below klum? Elo amar rov efaker, now rov es gishmak. Ben hikir bo, ben lo hikir bo, le Rav Meir ma'osayim. Make sense? Rav Meir holds she's like a psula, like a begeres. It's no mekachtoes, because Rav Meir is the glat. Before we had to say teres, how if Rav Meir, she's like a psula, but is a mekachtoes. Now rov switches back. She's like a psula, no mekachtoes, out is glat. But Rabbon faker, Rabbon holds she's like a beula. The man, it makes sense. Hikir bo mane, lo hikir bo velo iklu. So lefi Rabbonon, taki she's like a beula. So if you didn't know about it, it's a mekach toes. Lefi Rab Meir, it's not a mekach toes. But the Gemara is choyzer. Vehoda bi rove de tanya keitzer litzo Hashem ra bo le beis din vaimer ploini le motzosi le bitcho besuli. Im yesh edim shezin zor tachtov, yesh lo ksuva. Smone. Frag the Gemara, im yesh edim shezin zor tachtov baskiloi. The Ritva explains, what do you mean Baskilo? Who said she did it b'meizit? Ba'asro? The Ritva says, Baskilo, the Gemara means to say, if she did it b'meizit, so for sure she loses the ksuva. How you could say, yesh lo ksuva smone, she deserves to be killed, means. She's poisheya. So for sure she doesn't have a ksuva, but not that the Gemara means to ask the kasha, she has to be Baskilo. How he come on? If yesh edim she zinzo tachto b'skilo, she loses the ksuva. Zinzo mi kore, yesh lo ksuva smone. This is the price. The Amar Rav Chiya Bar Rovin Amar Rav Sheish is Yisum Eres. Konzo Becheskes Psulo Venimtzes Beulo. Yesh Lo Ksuv Asmone. We don't say Mekach Toes in Gansen. Umoisiv Rav Nachman and that. Hanoisiv So Yisho Velimotzo Lo Psulim. Here Yisum Eres Mishara Stali Neenasti. Venispecho Sodeyu. And you have to give me 200. Vua Yisum Eloi Kiya Lo Asher Lo Yarasti. Vua Yom Mikhi Mekach Toes. Veles Lo Klal. So we see Hanoisiv So Yisho Becheskes Psulo Venimtzes Beulo. Ein Lo Klal. ואומר לו רב חיר ברובין אפשר רב אמרו מכל גדול להדור יעשבי כי אומר רב שיש לו שמייס וקשלו ושוני מים מקחתו וסנמי ממאוסיים אבל מה נעיס לו ואת אמרו סנס לו כלל This was the Gemara dear and on that Rove said ואומר רובה מים דקומוסיב שפר קומוסיב מקחתו וס לגמרי משמע that she doesn't have nothing ואלו קשי, אך תוריץ ואימא אוכי. אם יש עדים שזינצו תחתוב בסקילו, she loses the whole ksuvה. זינצו מי קורא ולא יקלום, she also loses the whole ksuvה. זה שתיקל פלא. זה זל בזך טווייס. זינצו תחתוב בסקילו, she loses the ksuvה, but there is not מצד מקח טויס. There she loses it, because she was a פשע. זינצו מי קורא, she loses it, because מקח טויס. נמצא סמוקה סעיץ, יש לה כסובה סמונה. והרוב הוא דאום על הרבון הלא היקיבו ולא כלום, אלא שמע מנו הודר ברוב המאהי. זה ספשיד אין הגרסויס, מהרשו, תספסים, דה פשטס הדבורים, מסקונס הגמורס, דה פלווינג הלוחס, דה זינצו תחתו ברוצן, אין לו כלום, זינצו מייקורא, אין לו כלום, דהיינו, הכוינס הספסולו, ונמצא סבאו לו, אין לו כלום, הכוינס הספסולו, ונמצא מוקסעיץ, יש לו מונה. זה המות לזה, זה יתפיע לוחץ. אם שיש מזנה תחתו, ולא יקלו. אם שיש מזנה בפור, מקחתוס אין גנצה. אם זה מוקסעיץ, זה דן אצנה למקחתוס, and yesh lo ksuv asman. I'm saying, this is the Pashas Advorim in Rashi, the Pashas Advorim in Teisvis. So the Marshal is the Burim, the Marshal and the Marshal, it's a little bit different. That even Anoises Apsulo, the Nimtzes Beulo, yesh lo mone, like the Gemara is later. But the Pashas Advorim, what we come out in the Sugya is, Anoises Apsulo, the Nimtzes Beulo, Beulas Ish, Ein lo veloi klum, it's called a Mekachtos. Ein lo veloi klum, and it's called a Mekachtos. Fregt Rav Kiva Eiger Hashayl. I want to be asked, this is better, one of the Ashlomas, finally it's on the next part of the Sugya, that's the Ashlomas for the whole Sugya, the last piece of this Gemara. Rav Kiva Eiger do fregt Akashe. We know, Anoises Apsulo v'nimtzes Beulo. It's two shittas. It's one shita, veloi klum, it's Mekachtos, like we learned before in Mukas 8, veloi klum. And there's a shita sheyesh lo mone. And this is the next Gemara. The Gemara will try to figure out if yesh lo mone or veloi klum. But now the Gemara of the Pashtus learns, hodar beirove meahi, that anoises apsula v'nimtzes beulo, it's Mekachtos. Nechleku rabiseinu arishoini. We mentioned a little bit already, the Rabbi Yehuda. Veloi klum. The kiddushin stay kiddushin, or she needs a get, or she's mutter without a get. She's mutter without a get, or she needs a get. What? And Rabbi Yehine stayed close without a get. Tastes in the Fyuda Mudalef, and Dibur Amasil Chazokin and Umterech Besuda Umafsido, the Pashtas of Tastes stayed close that you don't need a get. Tais explains that when a person says, Eino lem terech besuda mafsido, why? Because if he says Pesach Pesuach, he's losing the suda. Why he's losing? Because he's losing his wife. Eino lem terech besuda mafsido, he's losing his wife. Yeah? Das ist Shida Sateis. Le'um Asdem. Tais ist Sarosh and Dafyut. And Shulchan Aruch. The tour, Shulchan Aruch, Chelkas Mechoikek, they paskin you need a get. And the Maaseh, if you see in Shulchan Aruch, in Ezer, Simon, Samaches, it's two shittas. The Bishmuel, he's Meyaset from Teisus, the Rabbi Yehine from all these Rishonim, Mekachtos, you don't need a get. And shittas, Teisus Arosh, and more Rishonim, and as they the tour in Shulchan Aruch, and Chelkas Mechoikek, paskin, you need a get. Frek Rab Kiva Eger, he doesn't understand. Bishleim is a shita that you don't need a get. Makes sense? Mekachtos, it's a mistake. I didn't want to marry you. It's batal mevutl. But if it is shita that you need a get, so it's not a mekachtos. So if it's not a mekachtos, it's okay. Most time I don't have to pay you because you're not worth 200. But let me forgive you the 100 that every married lady gets. If I say I never wanted to marry you, if I would know I would not marry you, I'm saying it. So you're not married. But we're saying no. If I would know, I would marry you. No. Say that. But if I would know, I would pay 100, not 200. Say so pay 100. You might have shach. How we divide it? How we divide it to two? Again, the Enechanami, Mekach, that Thesis and the other Rishonim Taki learn, Mekach Torah, she's not married. Does the Pshat in the Gemara. Veloi Klum, and she's not married. But we have to know, Shitas Hevel Rishonim, who does the Psak in the Aloche, that even if it's a Mekachtos, she stays married. That isn't as good as Negea later for the Sugis of Bari Beshemo. It's Kilu Me'achoyre Apagre of the Sugis Dalton is, if the marriage stays, and the marriage doesn't stay. And the Rishonim, Frekram Kiveheger and Tshuve, what is the Pshat? Why the Maise? If it's a Mekachtos, why the marriage stays? Again, you can't say like Rashi, he was masking. If he was masking, so the ksuv is 100. That's a shayla. If he says that by him it's not a mekachtos, say also pay 100. No, he doesn't pay nothing. He divorces now with nothing. She tells him, Marashach, if you thought to marry me, give me 100. If you didn't think to marry me, so I don't need a get. How it could be that I need a get, but I don't get 100? Zok the Welt, the Yesoid, the following Yesoid. And this Yisoid, it's very important to know this, because you get to learn the halachas from Ksuve, if you'd base, you'd gimel. Chazal will metake that a person has to give a Ksuve to his wife. So what is the pshat? I marry a Yisho, I have to give her money. So it's like at Lokas Neiras Chanukah, I have to give her money. The metake, if I marry her, I have to give her money. As if I have to light Neiras Chanukah, I have to put on tzitzis. Other avada nisht. Avada, chazal lo mitake that I have to be mischayev to her aksuva. But not stam kilo, I have to write that I owe her 200. The getter is that I have to pay for the psulim. I have to mischayev the hainu, kilo, I'll say the nazal nusach. Kilo, they force me to buy the psulim. Kilo, when a person, when Isha comes with the psulim, she's worth epis. Pay, can I get what you're getting? You're getting chibas bia, you're getting chino, you're getting psulim, pay for it. So you're right, a person says, husband, wife say, I'm asking without paying. Chazal said, no, you have to pay. But the get of Chazal was not stama ischaivis, it's a ischaivis keneged ksuvasa, keneged moyar besulaychi. Arelechi moyar besulaychi. Where we see it, Chazal say, one of the parts in ksuvah that you write down is that if I will divorce you and you will have kids, I will die and you will have kids from someone else, so these kids I will give them parnasa. Bin in dichrin, find the Gemara, Adam ischaivis, adobo shalom bala oilam. No, Chazal, he's mischaivah, ischaivah. It's not pshat. Chazal say he owes her money. It's a ischaivah. He's giving her keneged psulim. He's giving her money leosi. He's giving her money leosi. B'meile, this is dvorim pshutim. This is yisaidus. If she's not a psula, so the ksuba is bottom. The kiddushin are not bottom. He married her. The mekachtois is not. If I would know, I would not marry you. I'm asking. Rabbi Yehuda learns no. If I would know, I would just not touch it. Let me explain it. Rabbi Yehuda learns that the mekachtois of the sugi is pashut. If I would know, I would not marry you. In shulik, I didn't want it. I married a kohen without a lady. I bought this. I didn't buy you. Finish. Taut. Lefi the rishonim, it's not a toast that I married you. The ischaivus of the ksuve is a toys. The marriage is not a toys. The marriage, I'm asking to marry her. I'm asking to marry her. If I'm not masking, if a person marries a isha and he didn't want to marry her, everyone is masking. There's no kiddushin chal. Now the teretz is we say bar v'gomar l'shem kiddushin ein anasa bilasa bilaznus all the svaras. And the person says, if I'm doing a bia, I want the kiddushin. I don't want it not to be a kiddushin. May the sibo sheid rishayim not accepting the rabbi yehuda's mahalach. So it's a mekachtois or not? The teretz is the mekachtois was, I did two things. I bought it, and because it has a shelf, I paid money. So it doesn't have the shelf. The money for the shelf, I'm not paying. Oh, but the etz a mekach, I'm buying. The Rishonim looked at it like one big mekach. I'm only mekadesh isha with psulim. If she doesn't have a psulim, I didn't marry her. This is the Rabbi Yehuda's shita, that it's a mekachtois, she's not mekudeshes. Again, I said Chazal will not mechayev me like tzitzis, and this one I was magdim. That Chazal will not mechayev me like the mechayev. They're not mechayev. If they're mechayev, the moments the Gemara would never ask the kasha davar shelo b'la'olam. If Chazal are mechayev, Chazal will mechayev me to light candles 2,000 years ago, davar shelo b'la'olam. Tells Chazal gave me a chiyuv. It doesn't make a difference. If Chazal tell me that when I will get divorced, if she will have kids, I have to pay. You can't ask the kasha. Ain't adam davar mischayev davar shelo b'la'olam. So zognim achroinim. Shimon v'lemala b'kodesh, k'suve etzma yischaivus. For sure, Chazal forced me to do it. But the getter, if they do it, it's ke'ilu, I'm mischaiv to her money, t'mura s'psulim. It's not chiyuv Chazal, stam to pay money. The Gemara called it dovah shabbala yilom, it's not a halachas of k'suves, Chazal medame to a normal yischaivus. Wait, we're getting to that. So first, I'm just mashing poshet. It's yisaidus b'pshat ha-gemore. The Rabbi Yehuda learns that the mekach tois of the sugi is adai to the hochi. I never married you, and this is the whole shaila. Be'mukaseit, be'ulo. This is the halach yelech of the sugi. The other rishonim learn the halach yelech of the sugi is not legabi the marriage. It's legabi the hischaivus of the ksuve. It's a mekach tois and the hischaivus of the ksuve. Now we have to go to the second shlap. So I wanted to marry you. But the ischaivus of the ksuve, I was never mischaiv if I would know that you're not a psula. Say it. The shana is like this. Oh, but to marry me, you wanted, right? When you marry a isha, if she's a be'ula, how much you mischaiv? 100. Right? If she's a be'ula, how much you mischaiv? If you marry an almona, 100. If you marry a mukaseit, you mischaiv 100. Right? A person that marries a be'ula is mischaiv 100. Now you're telling me that the marriage was not a mistake. The mistake is that you thought that you're buying a psula and you didn't buy it. Say it. So don't give me 200. But give me 100. Again, to divide it. We had two noisy. First we had a noise that Rabbi Yehuda came with a taina. If he didn't have a das, why she's married? The Torah says, and the marriage, he had a das. And the second thing, we separate it, it's two dezachin, he makes a marriage, he doesn't make a difference what she is, he's marrying her. And then he's mischayev psuva. He thinks that she's a psula, so he's mischayev 200, and it's a mistake. Say that. But every day when you marry someone, you have to mischayev 100. For the psula, you have to give 200. So it's a mistake. I want to be masmer. So if you tell me that if I knew, I would never marry her, say that, so I'm out. But we say, no, if I would know, I'm marrying her even if she's a beula. So 100 I owe her anyways. So my mistake was that I thought that she has 200. So why am I not giving her nothing? Zogin da achroinim, the second chidush. Well, the psula has mo'asayim, it's not the 100 of the almone plus another 100. Psula has 200 separately. And the almone has 100. V'meile, I didn't think that I married the almone. So I was mischayev, 200 for the psula. This was a mekach tos. For the almone, I was never mischayev. I married her, it doesn't make a difference what she is. When I came to write the ksuva, when I came to mischayev a ksuva, I had in mind the mischayev a ksuva of 200. Well, this was a mistake. So the ischayevus was bichlal not chal. Now, I have to make another ischayevus. Say, oh, but if I divorce her now, I'm potu. And they bring a mokya for them in Sefer HaTrumas. We'll see later about Hashem the Sefer HaTrumas in Yud Beis and Mud Beis. I was saying b'ktzora, the Sefer HaTrumas says the following aloha. He says, in all of the sugya, he has a kasha. She says, Misharastani ne'enasti. Give me 200. And he says, look, koyim misharastik ne'enast. Nefidim and the Omar, yesh lo money. So he's made him a mikzas. She wants 200. She says, psulani. He says, misharastik ne'enast. And koyim misharastik ne'enast. So if we help mekachtolo, so he doesn't want to pay nothing, it's good. But the Fidim and the Omar, a noises a psula v'nimtzas b'ula yesh la money. So he says money. She wants 200. Stoch meide b'miktzas. Zog the Sefer HaTrumas. Have your idea, zog the Sefer HaTrumas. That the chiyuv of the b'ula and the chiyuv of the psula, shtei chiyuvim nefrodim hem. And he says, if a person is coming to tevea his friend for 200, and his friend says, no, I don't owe you money bichlal. A year ago was a different chayiv of 100. It's not called meidim mikzas. It's not called meidim mikzas. It's not called meidim mikzas. No, no. So the Torah says Chazal said loy kosav kemisha kosav. But here val his das his chayivus was. Val his chayivus was and the 200 and this was a mistake. So I've done this given a ischayvus. Chazal said when a person has ischayv, kilu is ischayv. But val is a ischayvus of 200, and this ischayvus is a mistake. That ischayvus is bottle. I is another ischayvus of a money. Val the ischayvus of the money is only if you ischayv on the money. But if you're not ischayv on the money, the man, these are the two chidushim. So again, Rabbi Yehuda learned that the mistake is bichlal not in the mismedrash of the ksuva. You have to know could be a bit of kiminis lekule. The mistake is in the marriage. Not, I thought that she's also, Mechlal, if you have any yayin and the other Rishonim, the sugya of Mekachtoya says, you skipped the sugya. I didn't want to marry you. Shalom al Yisrael. If you have other Rishonim, the marriage on Nishkin Shaykhis. The whole sugya of Mekachtoya says, is a noise of a Mekachtoya and the Yischaibis and the Ksuve. And then we have to say another Zach, that even that he wants to marry her, but if he thinks to be Mischaib, Ksuvas Mosayim, and that Mekachtoya, Ksuvas Mone, he was never Mischaib, the man is in Nishtokin Ksuve. This is the source of the Shmaisa was Kumtas. I want just to make a scholar to Heptachon the next Sugya. Lama Heptachon. Tonu Rabbona. The first part is Mamisha Shlomo Gmura to Archelek. See, it's Mamisha Zeziz. Konso Rishon Leshem Nesui. The Yeshlo Eidim Sheloi Nistero. Ina Mi Nistero Veloi Shoaso Kedei Bia. Ein Hashayni Yochel Lito in Tainas Psulim. So let me get to say, Konzo HaRishon L'Shem Nesui, V'yesh Lo Eidim Sheloi Nistero, Ina Mi Nistero, V'lo Yisho Aso Kedei Bia. If someone will ask us, before we carry on the Gemara, how much is the Ksuva now? The Pashtas, we learned before, Lo Yplug, she has a Ksuva's money. She has a ksubas mana. Now, the husband made a bia and he says she's not a psula. Eina shein yochel litin tainas psuli. Even that he thought that she's a psula. He thought that she's a psula. Shari konso risha. He can't tainas tainas psulim shari konso risha. So the Gemara learns pshat, the vial, before the Gemara answers, that he has a ksuva mone, because Enech Namish is a beula, but beula has a ksuva smone. Omar Rabbe Zay Semeres, Konzo Becheskas Psula Venimtses Beula, yesh lo ksuva smone. Why he can't tain it tain as psulim, lemaisi she's a beula, and he thought that she's a psula, so why she only has a mone? And for the Gemara, Ravashi Omar, Be'al melo ilom eim melo ochles leklaal. Is the tainas mekach toes? V'shayni yochi, shari konso rishoin. What is the pshat? So Rashi learns pshat like this. Rashi b'etzem doesn't wait to the Gemara. Rashi says it miyad in Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Rashi reads it inside. Konso harishin l'shem nesuim, v'yesh lo eidim shlo nistero, ina ministero v'lo isho aso kidei bia, and he thought that she's a psula. Because the eidim told him that she's a psula. He made a bia, and he found out that she's not a psula. So al kochoch what happened? Or the Eidim lied, or the before that she was mezana with someone else. Even so, she gets a ksuvas mone. So the Gemara, why? So Rashi learns pshat. Ein Hashem yochel tiras shalim, shari konzo rishoy, zokt Rashi, the last Rashi in the Amud, ve'olov ladas sheniva lo. Ve'olov ladas sheniva lo. He had to assume that she's a beula. So no chabot. They told him that she's a psula. The Eidim said she never did it. So he's called some cheskes besula. The nimtzes beula. Zok the Gemara, the reason she has a ksuvas mone and it's not a mekachtoes. Omar Rav Ashi, why it's not a mekachtoes? Shari konso rishoin. Ve'olov ladas sheniva lo. He can't say that he thought that she's a psula and it's a mekachtoes. He had to know that she's a beula. He had to know that she's a beula. Poshut. This is what Taisa says in Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Shayn yochi shari konzo rishoin, ve'adayte de beula nises. Ve'av al gav de'edi me'idim shiloi nivalo, ein esoy mechal ze. Me'ach esho yonesuim, sovar de leshvoch ha'oim imken. He thought that the edim are lying. It's a big chidush. Rashi doesn't say that the edim are lying. Aber mikol mokoyim, this person married her becheskes besula. He thought that she's a psula. He married her becheskes besula. He married her becheskes besula, and she's nimtzes beula, and she's nimtzes beula. So the Gemara says there's no tainas mekachtoes. While she was a nesua, he had to assume that mistome she's a beula. This is Rashi's pshat. Say, I the Eidim said mistome the lie. Zog the Rashbo, I have a better pshat. And look how the Rashbo says she tells her. Zog the Rashbo, Eidim don't lie. Eidim don't lie, I could trust the Eidim. I was sure that she's not a Be'ula. So why is that a Mekachtoes? Zog the Rashbo, she tells her Herz HaChaim, I never did a beer. Even so, how much was the price of my ksuva after the Nisuim? Money. Why? Not because I did a beer. The Rashbo, she tells her, after the Nisuim, you lose the chayim. So she told him, you know you buy a broken car. You know that I'm not worth only 100. So what is your time to make a chtois? What is your time to make a chtois? You know you buy something without chay. So b'meli, you don't have a time to make a chtois? I mean, Rashi learns the whole reason that she doesn't have a mosaim because she's a beula. Chazal loy plug. He says, Chazal loy plug, they gave me a lower price, but I'm really worth 200. I'm a psula. He says, that's a chay. I thought I'm buying something that is worth 200 cheap. But I thought I'm buying something that is worth 200. Chabatay, let's make a chtoes. So lefi Rashi, muzayin vosi the terets of the Gemara. The terets of the Gemara is, you have to know that the Eidim are lying. Don't say you thought you're buying a good car. You knew that you're buying a shvach and maises. Lefi the Rashi, not because the Eidim are lying. Oh, there is no chino. I'm anyway cheap. I'm anyway not worth it. So you might have told you that I'm a psula. But anyway, the price, my price is not because I'm a psula, I'm not a psula. My price is because chino or not chino. If anyway I don't have chino, so what are you timing mekach toes? I anyway don't have chino. The man has no time in mekach toes. I'm asking that you could argue on this Rashbo. Because I want it, like we said before, Svaras. Aber es ist sehr geschmack. Es ist mal mit Stimmzach, als der Rashbo, das sagt, der Teisha Sire goes like Rashi. Es ist nicht Muchach. Aber es ist ein Hemmschach, dass der Rashbo in Rashi in der Shittosom, es ist mal mit ein Hemmschach. Rashi in der Haus zu, you never can say such a Pshat. Yeah, I want to ask me, why I'm so saying such a Shittosom. Because Rashi in Teisha's Pshat, is a Motna Zach. Eidim told him. Teisha says, we tell the person, you have to talk to Eidim alive. Such a tiny? Tell a person, you have to think that Eidim are liars. No. What else I can do in my life and not ask Eidim? Oh, but they don't have a different pshat. The Rashba says, I don't have to say such a pshat. I can say I have a different pshat. I have a Nayim Mahalach. The Lishitosi, the tenets of the Gemara is, Shari Konzo Rishoin, Fakert. Be'emes, Loshon Rashba, Gemara, is more like the Rashba. Shari Konzo Rishoin. Rashi says, at the end of Yud Aleph, the all of Lodas. Because the Teretz is not written in the Gemara. Shall I call to Rishon? Figure out. Teretz, call to Rishon? And figure out the Teretz. And Mr. Tommy, you have to know. But the Iker Chosam in the Sefer. If the Rashi was like Kamin Choymer. It's like the Gemara, call to Rishon. You're right, but he married her. The man, it's not a Mekach Toes. So if the Rashi was the Gemara, it's Kamin Choymer. Call to Rishon. The man, she doesn't have a Chaim. That's the good with the Teretz of the Gemara. Shall I call to Rishon? The Teisus Rid here says a third mahalach in the Teretz of the Gemara. The Teisus Rid is in Yud Aleph Amud Beis. You have to know what he means. He says three words: Shari Konzo Rishoin Pirush VeAfal Pishemeidim Aedim Shleachar SheKonzo Loi Boleov Yeshloimar Kevin SheNisrat Yisloi LeKonzo Meoisa Shor Hinesu Aloi. Nish Klov what the Teisus Rid means. And the Piskei Rid state, you had to think. Not that the Eidim are liars. You had to think, if we decided to get married, who knows? Maybe B'Shas Eirusin, we did Maisa Yehuda. If you heard that we went down to the Chuppah already, so you had to think, maybe Sigivendo are Maisa Yehuda. So don't tie the Mekach Tois. So because we have three Mehalchim in the Sugya. Rashi and Teisves, you had to think that the Eidim are liars. But mainly the Hodesh can tie us Mekach Tois. The Rashi and Shittosim in the Pshat from Chine, Zer Gishmak. And the Teisus Rid comes with Amtso. So when you see the Teisus Rid by Yos Alein, it's Nishklo. If you say Sefer Piskei Rid, we have to stop here.